Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Atlanta, let's have some fun on a Sunday, shall we? Welcome in, Nick Kale Show, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. We're hanging out with you guys for the next 2.5 hours as we roll till 7:30 here on a Sunday night. We'll lead you right into the Chiefs and the Bills as the Falcons get win number 2 of the Arthur Smith era, defeating the Jets today 27-20 in London. Good to have you guys in. 404-741-0929 is the phone number. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can get me on Twitter at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Caleb Johnson is the chairman of the board. We are packed for the next 2.5 hours. A lot of stuff on the Falcons, including your phone calls coming up in 20 minutes. Bo Morgan will swing by. We'll talk Falcons with the executive producer of the Falcons Radio Network. He's coming up at 5:40. We're going to get to the Braves in hour number 2. Joe Patrick's going to stop by at 6:20, and then we will cap off the festivities this evening with Roddy Nabulsi from UGASports.com. He'll join us to kick off hour number 3 at 7 o'clock on the Dogs, as we will get to some college football, some baseball, and certainly plenty of NFL football. We'll go around the NFL before we get out of here at 7:30. But let's start with the big story, the lead, which is the Atlanta Falcons. A win today, 27-20 over the Jets. You improved to 2-3. You will now go into a bye week and have 2 weeks off. And then you come out with the opportunity to get to 500 against the Miami Dolphins. And then you will have 2 straight divisional games against the Saints and the Panthers. And Carolina lost today to Philadelphia. So all of a sudden, you look at it and it's like, we might actually be in the thick of the, a wild card race, or as they like to say, in the hunt, as we approach the halfway point of the season. But let's get into the game today, bright and early. What a beautiful concept. You know, waking up, run, go get your coffee, come back, hop back in bed or lay on the couch and watch football at 9:30 in the morning. Like, I still had like the crusty sleepers in my eyes. My hair was a mess. Okay, I don't have any hair, but if I did, it would have been disheveled. I didn't shower. I felt like a bum, and I enjoyed every minute of it. What a beautiful concept. Now I know what it's like to live in Hawaii and watch football at the butt crack of dawn. Do people still say the butt crack of dawn? I don't know, but I just did. Falcons 27-20. We got game balls to give out because I thought this was really a complete team victory. And there are 5 footballs that I want to hand out from today's victory. And it might not, the first one I'm going to give out, you might be like, well, wait a minute, what about, I'll get to him. But it doesn't happen without this group. And I thought that was the Falcons' offensive line today. We have spent countless years criticizing the offensive line, justifiably so. But when they play as well as they did today, you have to acknowledge them. Game ball number 1 to that Falcons offensive line, Jake Matthews, Jalen Mayfield, Mr. Hennessy, Mr. Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry. From left to right, those 5, they set the table for everybody else to put up fantasy football numbers. And Matt Ryan had a nice amount of time today. This was the, I think, culmination of a slow, progressive improvement of the Arthur Smith era offense in the first 5 weeks. So I got to go game ball number 1 to the offensive line. Fantastic job from that group. And we criticize them a ton. And 99 out of 100 times, it's justifiable. But today, let's give them a little bit of love. I know they weren't up against the 2013 Seahawks or the 2000 Ravens or the 02 Bucks or the 85 Bears, but let's give credit where credit is due to the offensive line. Then we get to Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts, have yourself a day. He was like, you know what? Calvin, I know you're back stateside. I got this. And that's exactly what Kyle Pitts did today. First career touchdown, first career 100-yard game, absolutely balled out, total matchup nightmare for the New York Jets. They were probably wishing they still had Jamal Adams today, although I don't know that Jamal Adams would have had much success against Kyle Pitts. Targeted 10 times, grabbed 9 of them, a buck 19, a touchdown, and a long of 39 yards. Game ball number 2, Kyle Pitts. And then, of course, you have Mr. Patterson. It's kind of like the Pitts and Patterson connection right now. And it's pretty lethal, especially today. And I think moving forward, teams are going to have a real hard time figuring out how you game plan against these two guys. Because it's not just a tight end and a receiver. It's not just a tight end and a running back. It's kind of two unicorns, right? Like, we all know Kyle Pitts, total freak. Put a linebacker on him, he's toast. Put a slot nickel back against him, he'll get abused. Put a safety against him, he can't run with him. So what do you do? Total freak show, Kyle Pitts. And then you've got Mr. Patterson, Cordarrelle Patterson, a guy who can line up in the backfield, can line up in the slot, can come in motion, can get 7 carries for 48 yards, will catch 6 passes for 62 yards. And when he gets going, he's a beast. He's not just kind of like pitter-patter, juke and jive. I mean, he'll run right through you. That's a converted wide receiver running with a disregard for opposing human life. Cordarrelle Patterson, 14 carries, 54 yards, 7 catches for 60 yards, over 110 yards total offense, and once again, looking pretty darn good. One of the best offseason acquisitions, I think, in the entire NFL. Like, when NFL free agency started back in the spring and you went through all the signings, you're probably like, oh, there's a move. Well, they gave that guy a lot of money. And they're like, let me get to page 4. Oh, the Falcons signed Cordarrelle Patterson. And here we are on October 10th, and it's like, this guy was available? No, nobody had any use for him? Okay, we'll take him. And he's now one of our most dynamic players. So game ball number 3, Cordarrelle Patterson. And then, of course, got to give it up for Matt Ryan. I thought Matt Ryan was fantastic today. One of the best days of any quarterback in the NFL today. 33 for 45, 342, 2 touchdowns. Got the ball down the field vertically, which at times we criticize him for. Arm not strong enough, getting too old, so forth and so on. But Matt Ryan putting up big-time numbers today. And then the 5th game ball in the complete team effort that we saw today over at Tottenham Hotspur Field, or pitch as they say, I got to go with the defense. I thought the defense, and I said going into this game on yesterday's show, I wasn't expecting a whole heck of a lot offensively without Calvin Ridley being out. And Robert Saleh and that defense, I thought this was going to be like a 20-19 game. That was my prediction, Falcons by a point. I said the defense had to go out and win me a game. You don't lose to rookie turnover machine Zach Wilson. And the defense went out and had a really good day today. So game ball number 5, Dean Pees. And the Jets scored 20 points, but in my eyes, it was more like 13. Because the kickoff to start the second half, that New York ran back 65 yards, put us up against the wall right out of the chute in the third quarter. I'm not really going to hang that on the defense. So you take away that short field. I thought the Falcons defense played really, really well today on a day where there was no Isaiah Oliver. And Dean Pees, once again, comes up with a game plan. And you look at Zach Wilson, 19 of 32, under 200 yards, an interception, no touchdowns. I mean, the Jets offense was pretty abysmal. They only ran for 3.5 yards per carry. Zach Wilson only 6 yards per attempt. Give the Falcons defense some credit. Game balls across the board. I go offensive line number 1, Kyle Pitts number 2, Cordarrelle Patterson number 3, Matt Ryan number 4, Falcons defense Dean Pease number 5. We'll take your calls coming up in about 10 or 12 minutes. You can jump in now, get your spot. 404-741-0929 is the phone number. All right, let's hear from a few of today's big contributors to victory number 2. You're going to hear from Kyle Pitts. You're going to hear from Matt Ryan. But let's hear from the head coach talking about victory number 2.
Yeah, I'm really proud of these guys, Arch. We got such a special group of guys. I mean, you know, a lot of people use cliches, but these guys live it. You know, these guys are fearless. They fight, and it's the next guy up. And you see it, you know, week after week is that growth and improvement. And it's really cool coming across the pond here, getting the win.
I thought you saw the intensity from Jump Street. They ran out to a 17-0 lead early in the first quarter. There was some communication breakdown. Matt had to call a timeout. If you had your TV volume up, you heard Matt drop a G-damn it. And then Arthur Smith's on the sideline. He looked like he was ready to rip his headphones off and throw them down into the turf. I thought there was a lot of intensity today, a lot of accountability. This team was prepared. I get it. It's the Jets. And I get it. Win number 1 was against the Giants. But you know what? We're starting from the bottom. You take what you get, and if you get wins, you just appreciate them. Because, and I know it's cliche, but, you know, it is hard to win in the NFL. I remember years and years ago, I used to roll my eyes as a younger guy listening to Andy Reid say, any win's a good win in the National Football League. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, you just beat a 1-7 team. But it's true. It's true. And it's not like we're a 12-4 team beating up on the Jets. So, you know what? This is a good win. And now we have 2 of them as we head into the bye. Let's hear from the quarterback who, you know, he's lost Julio Jones. He's not with Calvin Ridley this week. But he's got this kid from Gainesville who's kind of good, Matt Ryan, on Kyle Pitts.
Thought he played outstanding. And, you know, I think that with young players, the development that they make each week is huge. And you can see his confidence beginning to grow. He just needs to keep his mindset the same, which has been to come to work every day, get better. And I really think he's doing a great job with that, keeping things simple, and not buying into the noise, either positive or negative, and just going to work. And he played outstanding for us today.
And you look at his numbers now through 5 games. He's got a game today, 9 catches, 119 and a touchdown, 5 catches, 73 yards against the Bucks. 4 for 50 against Washington, 4 for 31 against Philly, 2 for 35 against the Giants. But he's getting looks. You know, this notion that we're not throwing enough to him. He got 10 targets today. He had 9 last week. He had 6 in week 2, and he had 8 in week 1. He's only had really 1 game where he didn't seem to be involved in the game plan, and that was against the Giants. So kudos to Kyle Pitts. And speaking of Mr. Pitts, let's hear our tight end on his first career touchdown.
Felt great. Just all the preparation and the practice that, you know, all through the week, all the hard work that we put in, and to see it come to fruition was pretty exciting.
And of course, 2 weeks from now, the Falcons will head back to the state of Florida, where Kyle Pitts played his college football. But they'll go a little further south. They'll go down to South Beach, take on the Miami Dolphins after 2 weeks of rest and 2 weeks to prepare for Jacoby Brissett. I don't know, guys. I'm just saying, like, 3-3 feels very, very feasible at this point, 2 weeks from right now. 404-741-0929 is the number. Bo Morgan's going to join us coming up at 5:40, but we've got open lines when we come back. Let's get some phone calls, right? 404-741-0929. Who do you guys give out the game ball to? Are you buying into Arthur Smith after what he said this past week, that he thought the Falcons were a business close to turning a profit? Are you buying in and believing that statement after today, with the bye coming up, and what's in store the next 3 weeks after? 404-741-0929. We will rock all of your phone calls. On the other side, Nick Hale Show just underway on a Sunday. We roll till 7:30. Falcons 27, Jets 20, 2-3. Let's get to the bye. We'll get to the phones next. All right, welcome back in as we roll till 7:30 here on a Falcons victory Sunday, 27-20 over the New York Jets in London this morning. Sunday Night Football coming up this evening. We got the Chiefs and the Bills. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I'm expecting Chris Collinsworth to just be out of his mind tonight with the slide right on next to Al Michaels, the grin on his face. You're going to get Pete Collinsworth tonight as we get a rematch of the AFC Championship game. Speaking of the NFL, we'll go into all the games a little bit later on in the show, but right now, four games in the late window. Two-minute warning in Las Vegas. The Bears trying to spring an upset on the Raiders. They lead 7-3, and they are at the Vegas four-yard line. So maybe about to go up 14-3. 54 seconds to go in the first half. The Browns lead the Chargers, probably the game of the day in the late window, if not the entire day. Cleveland leads the Los Angeles Chargers 17-13. Cardinals looking to stay unbeaten and get to 5-0. They lead the 49ers 7-0 midway through the second. Cowboys on top of the Giants, 10 minutes to go in the first half. They lead 10-3. Saquon Barkley has exited the game with what looks to be a serious ankle injury. There's pictures going around on Twitter. It does not look good. And this is a guy I think that has missed 17, 18 games in the last 2 years. So Saquon Barkley looks like he might be on the shelf for an extended period of time. 404-741-0929, your Falcons calls. We'll take them throughout the show. And Allison is first up this afternoon on 92.9 The Game. What's up, Allison?
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm
doing,
good.
Nick?
How are you?
Good, good. I definitely agree with you on the game ball for the O-line. I think they did a great job. So let's hope they keep that momentum going forward when they come out of the bye week against the Dolphins. So I think that's going to help. And said it on the Falcons Flyover show, and I'll say it again. We need consistency. Hayden Hurst was in the game plan today. Kyle Pitts. We got everybody involved. Hopefully once we get Calvin back, once we get Russell Gage back, then we have a full receiver package for Matt to look at, to use. And then again, Cordero and Mike Davis did a great job. A couple of things we need to clean up. No more fumbling in the red zone, guys. That literally just vexes my whole spirit when that happens.
I hear you.
But overall, I think I saw improvement. I saw improvement, which I think that's all we can ask for at this point.
No doubt. You can only go up from there. Allison, I appreciate the call.
Exactly.
Good takes. Thank you very
much.
There she is, Allison from Atlanta, weighing in, 404-741-0929. And the Mike Davis fumble was brutal, but kudos to Mike Davis for the way he finished off the game, scoring that touchdown. And, I put out a tweet saying, oh boy, here we go, second half, time to start falconing. This is going to get real dicey from 17-0 to 20-3. Next thing you know, 20-17. It was 20-9 at one point, and then Mike Davis fumbled. I'm like, you knew this was coming, right? But for once, we kind of flipped the script and we went on, I'm not going to call it a championship caliber drive because we're not a championship caliber team, but that's what winning teams do. When things get dicey, and it's more than just the Falcons. I know we've had these epic collapses and it's a running joke, but a lot of times in the NFL, you have a 17-point lead and then all of a sudden you get to about the 2-minute warning and you're like, oh man, it's a 3 or 4 point game. But the good teams find a way to go on a drive, close it out, and ice the competition. And that's what they did today on that drive. And Mike Davis was able to cap it off. 404-741-0929. But here's the thing. And, you can enjoy it. You got the Jets today, week off. And then after this, I mean, guys, it's hard to believe that I'm sitting here saying it. But what lies ahead is very manageable. You're going to go down to Miami in 2 weeks. You get 14 days to get ready for Jacoby Brissett. No disrespect to Jacoby Brissett, but he's not Dan Marino, all right? I don't know that you necessarily need 14 days for Jacoby Brissett, but you're getting it, which means you should be in a prime position to win that game. That's not a hostile environment by any stretch. If you've ever been to Dolphin games at Hard Rock or whatever they call it now, it is a very laissez-faire attitude. You got South Beach a couple of miles, a lot of things you can do in South Florida. instead of ranting and raving and creating a hostile environment for the Dolphins. So that's a game that the Falcons should be able to win. And then after that, you come home, you get the Panthers, and then after that, you go on the road to the Saints. But we're coming up on a three-week stretch here where it's Jacoby Brissett, it's Sam Darnold, and it's Jameis Winston. And I think Taysom Hill took a big-time hit today. So I don't even know that Taysom Hill will be available a couple of weeks from now. Who knows? And Sam Darnold has been kind of like this darling the first 3 weeks. Going into today, he led the NFL in rushing touchdowns, not passing touchdowns, but rushing touchdowns. And the Panthers were 3-0. Well, the Panthers have now lost two in a row. The Panthers lost to the Cowboys, and I believe that game went final today where they lost to the Eagles at home. They lost 21-18 after being up, I believe, 15-3 at one point. So this is a very gettable stretch for the Falcons, and it makes you wonder. And I criticized Nick Wright from Fox Sports 1 when he went on a little take, and I couldn't even believe they were talking Falcons on a national TV show in the morning, and he said that the Falcons could be 5-3. And I look at it now, and I get it. It's a week-to-week league. Totally get it. But the Dolphins, the Panthers, and the Saints, we could be 5-3 or 4-4. I'll take either. I would love to win three in a row after the bye and make that a four-game winning streak. But even at Miami, home to Carolina, at New Orleans, I'll take 2 out of 3. I'll take 4-4 with 9 more to go. And the scheduling is interesting because we talked about how manageable the first portion of the season was. Now, I think we blew one against Philly because that's the Eagles' only win at this point is us. The Bucs, you know, it is what it is. The Giants was a win. Probably should have beaten Washington. You beat the Jets. But you've had Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, Taylor Heineke, Zach Wilson. Then you get Jacoby Brissett, Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston. You're going to get to week 10 with Dallas and Dak Prescott. And through 10 games, you're going to have played two really good quarterbacks, Dak Prescott and then, of course, the great Tom Brady. But even moving forward, you get Mac Jones, you get Trevor Lawrence, you get Jared Goff. I know it's more than just the quarterback. I get that. But it's setting up for the Falcons to at least enter the second half of this season with a chance for us to stay 100% emotionally invested in the team, which is something we could not say after 5 weeks last year. We didn't even make it to Halloween. Dan Quinn out 0-5. This year, we might get to Thanksgiving as a 500-ish team and still in the hunt for something. That's called progress. And I'll take it. Terry Fontenot, yes. Arthur Smith, yes. Kyle Pitts, yes. I'll take it. I'll take every bit of it. 404-741-0929. All right, let's hear some more from our head coach. Because I thought, as good as the offense was today, and they were balanced, and the offensive line was good, and all the matchup nightmares were balling out, the defense, I thought, got after Zach Wilson, crushed him in the run game, and did not let Zach Wilson ad-lib and make plays. Here's the head coach on his defense.
Yeah, it was. I mean, a lot of that time, I mean, you know, that's why sometimes stats are misleading. You got a double-digit lead. You know, you're just basically letting them check it down. You know, those are fluff stats in the day. Got the job done, made them user timeouts, and then we got the ball and executed on the onside, and we got to take the victory snap, which was good.
I mean, we outgained them in first downs by 11, total yards by 200. We held the Jets to a total of 230 yards of offense. That is unbelievably good. We held the Jets to 4.4 yards per play, which is one of the most important metrics in all of football. What's your offensive yards per play? What is your defensive yards per play allowed? We were 1.6 yards per play ahead of them, which is a pretty nice margin. Held them to under 200 yards. Sacked them twice. Only 64 yards rushing. Just about 3.5 yards per carry. And some of that the Jets actually found a way to accumulate, is probably because the Falcons had a 17-0 lead. And then you start to play soft coverage. You only rush 4, keep everything underneath. You heard Arthur Smith in that clip there. But let's get back to what Arthur loves and loves most, and that is the offense. And one of the greatest things in football is balance. And it's not so much stats. It's not, well, we ran for 200 and threw for 250. I have always thought balance is the ability to run or throw in any given situation. I thought we had balance today. Here's the head coach.
Yeah, it was a good, you know, we're just trying to compliment each other as we evolve here offensively, and proud of our guys on our line. I got this correct, and Arch, you can fact check me. We'll see what our guys, that we didn't give up any sacks today, right? On a group coming off a 7-sack performance. I thought we really handled third down well. You know, a couple of them we conceded just to make sure we were in Coos range. And I thought the end of the half, they handled that well. Really proud of our guys up front.
And you really don't get balance in football if you don't have an offensive line that controls the line of scrimmage, which is why I thought game ball number one goes to the Falcons' offensive line. Matthews, Mayfield, Hennessy, Lindstrom, and McGarry. Best effort I've seen collectively all season. You had the one penalty on Hennessy in the first quarter. I think it was a holding penalty. But other than that, I thought the offense played a fantastic game. And now all of a sudden, you look and it's like, okay. And Allison made a good point. We don't have Calvin Ridley right now. We don't have Russell Gage. You get those guys back on top of what we do have with the offense improving week to week. This offense could be pretty filthy in the second half of the season. But it's about Patterson and it's about Pitts. They are matchup nightmares. And here's the quarterback, Matt Ryan, talking about his new dynamic duo.
I think it does, you know, and we're fortunate we have guys that, you know, not everybody can do that. You can ask guys to do it, but not everybody has the skill set to be able to move into those different spots and be able to make those plays. And we're lucky we have two really versatile players. I thought Hayden Hurst did a good job for us today. I thought, you know, Tajay Sharp, Olamide Zaccheaus, Christian Blake stepped up, played really tough football for us. And I'm proud of those guys.
You know, it's a weird thing, too, because Kyle Pitts, highly recruited kid out of Pennsylvania, ends up with Dan Mullen in Florida, highly regarded going into the draft. He's kind of been this heralded prospect. And then you get Cordero Patterson, JUCO kid, ends up landing at Tennessee, has a few years in Knoxville, and then he's been in the NFL for close to a decade. He's kind of bounced around the Patriots, the Bears. He seems like he's been all over the place and has never been able to find a true home. I think he was with the Vikings for a cup of coffee. And you look at what he can do in so many different facets of the game. It's like he's 30, 31 years old, and I don't know how teams haven't like committed to him or invested in him long term. He's a total nightmare for opposing defenses. He really is. And now we got him and Pitts together. Throw Ridley back into the mix when he comes back from his personal issues. And Calvin Ridley has not had a good year so far. So we know what the floor is for Calvin, and we've seen what the ceiling is. So you think he gets back into the swing of things, starts to hit his stride. Then again, once again, you look at all the weapons. Ridley, Pitts, Patterson, Hurst, Gage, Zaccheaus, Mike Davis. If the offensive line will gel, might have an offense for the second half of the season. 404-741-0929 is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. On Twitter, Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. We'll come back. Welcome in our man, Bo Morgan, Falcons Radio Network executive producer of Dukes and Bell. We'll see what Bo thought about today's victory over the Jets. Win number two. We're back after this on the Nick Kale Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Coming up in 20 minutes, the fallout from college football yesterday. Georgia, the new undisputed number one in all of the land. But right now, we wrap up the first hour talking about a big Falcons victory, 27-20 over the Jets. As we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. And we welcome in our man, Bo Morgan, Falcons Radio Network, Dukes and Bell, on Twitter, at Squidbilly929. What's up, dude?
Dude, what a sports weekend we've had. Oh, my.
I'm exhausted.
I'm watching the Cowboys and the Giants, and there's a couple big injuries there. And then NASCAR is coming down in the playoffs. I mean, an unbelievable sports weekend, especially for Atlanta. Everybody won.
Dude, you went NASCAR on me on a big weekend? You had to slip in a bunch of left turns? Are you kidding me?
And no. This is a roval race. So this is like a road course mixed with the left turn. Like, I watch everything. Oh. I don't. This is a sport I don't watch, Nick.
Okay. All right. Good for you, man. I'm proud of you. You're a diverse individual. Let me get to the offensive line. I would say game ball number one, offensive line. I thought from left tackle to right tackle, they were really good today. What did you make of the guys up front? Because we love to crush them when they're bad.
Yeah, look, I thought they played pretty good. I thought Jake, and I say I think, you know, I watched it. I get to watch the games with Wes Durham and Dave Archer and the great Miller Pope. And Arch and I were talking, and he talked on the broadcast as well. You know, it seemed like, and I'm a big Jake Matthews guy, he struggled a little bit at times with Quinnen Williams, but that's just because Quinnen Williams is really good. And, you know, as it turns out, Quinnen Williams gives everyone kind of a handful when he plays against them. But they did a really good job. Look, Nick, the creases were there, and when the running backs hit them, you could see it. Cordarrelle Patterson does such a good job. He's so quick to hit the initial hole, but yet he runs with patience at the same time, and it's hard to explain, but he's just got really good vision. And look, the team got over 100 yards rushing. This was a team giving up 130 on the ground coming into the game, and they gave up only 108, so it was really a good day for them. But Matt Ryan had plenty of time, and I'll always say it starts up front. You can't say enough good things today about what they did up front. They did what they were supposed to up front. This offensive line has gotten better each and every week, and that is so promising for the Falcons, Falcons fans, and really Arthur Smith, who's had a tendency in his tenure places to help O-lines grow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was a former O-lineman in college.
Yep, no doubt about it. And when you have the offensive line playing at a high level, then your quarterback is in a position to succeed, and then those weapons can flourish. And most notably, Kyle Pitts today, he just goes absolutely off. Career day for him. I'm curious, when you watch him play, and you saw him all the way back at Gainesville, I mean, is there a guy that he reminds you of, whether it's a receiver or a tight end from years gone by?
You know, it's so hard, really, to kind of nail it down on who he reminds you of, because he's a guy that you look out there and he kind of has a Megatron-esque frame with the 6'6". Yep. And he runs like a Julio Jones, and he's lined up, and you gotta look over there, and you're like, well, why is he lined up at tight end? I really don't know who to compare him to. And I'll say one thing about him today, and I spoke with Arch about this off as we were leaving today. He really looked comfortable today, and I know that people have been awaiting kind of his arrival on the scene like this, but man, he just looked so comfortable, you know, saying like, hey, it's on me today, and everything was smooth. He made some great catches in traffic. He's got really good hands. He showed today that he can catch the ball in traffic, and he made some tight contested catches where he really had to squeeze the ball. And honestly, when I see guys make contested catches, and I think about a tight end, you know, you think about Tony Gonzalez, who to me was the best to ever do it. I don't know if anybody made at that position, at the tight end position, made more contested catches than Tony Gonzalez.
Yep.
And I saw those today. But, you know, you go back and you think about Falcons, and you think about the impact Julio Jones has had over the past 10 years on this team, making those same types of contested catches. So it was just really good to see. He just looked so comfortable. And let me say something. I don't know if you guys saw it, but the views I had of the game today, you know, with the NFL provided us, since they didn't send us to London, mm-hmm. You could see a huge grin on his face when he caught that first touchdown, and it was so good to see.
You know, you got to give Terry Fontenot the credit for taking him. I know a lot of us wanted to go quarterback, but he stuck by his guns, went best available, took Kyle Pitts, stuck to his board. And then you get to the offseason of free agency. And once again, Cordarrelle Patterson today, I think 114 total yards of offense. I mean, Bo, this is a guy that's bounced around the NFL to three or four different teams in about 9 or 10 years. And Terry Fontenot just kind of found him off the scrap heap, and he's a part of this combination with Kyle Pitts right now, where it's like you can't really just pinpoint him to one position. He can do everything.
And he's the reason you're winning games and you're in games. And, you know, Arthur Smith, who joins Dukes and Bell every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, said, look, he's a guy our staff had knowledge about. You know, Dave Ragone had worked with him and used him in Chicago. And even Charles London, who's the quarterback's coach, had familiarity with Cordarrelle Patterson. This is a guy that if you go all the way back to his college football days, which I know you love college football, and I know you're kind of familiar with guys who come out of the state at Tennessee from time to time. He was an amazing player at Tennessee, and right. He did everything. And if you go look at his usage in the NFL, he's actually the least productive as a player in games when he spends more time at the wide receiver position.
Yep.
But, oh, man, is he so much fun to watch. He adds so much. He's a car crash on every play. He's a guy that runs full speed, and then he makes you pay. I think Art said today that he's every play is like a kickoff return because it's a hard collision. And he has just been so phenomenal. I was disappointed that he didn't get in the end zone today. You know, he's got 5 touchdowns. He was coming into the day tied for the NFL lead in touchdowns.
Yep.
So just a great. I mean, he had 7 catches for 60 yards and 54 on the ground. So another day where he's over 100 yards from scrimmage, and he touched the ball 21 times, but there's really not much more you can do to get him the ball, Nick. But you almost feel like, what could you have done more to get him more touches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, he's a total weapon right now. He and Pitts are just very hard to game plan against, no doubt about it. Bo Morgan joining us, WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the defense because I thought this was a game, and I wasn't really expecting this complete of an offensive performance, which is why I said yesterday it's time for the Falcons defense to win us a game against Zach Wilson, and they did a fantastic job. What did you make of Dean Pease's defense today?
Look, I thought they played really good. They did a good job of really confusing Zach Wilson early in the game. You notice early in the game, they didn't do much. In fact, they take the ball away, and then the offense just coughs it up, and that's really what led to the first points. It was kind of one of those shifts of momentum, which is hard for the defense to do. And then you open the second half, and they get, a 65-yard kickoff return to start the second half for the second straight week. We've had a big kickoff return in the second half, which, you know, is a special teams blunder. And I'm sure Marquise Williams is gonna get that, you know, fixed. But so a short field, and now they've got 9 points, and it makes the game tight. I thought the defense played really good overall. They got their first takeaway. Zach Wilson, how many times have Falcons fans, and I talked about this with the guys before the game, that I said, I don't care who has a big game offensively for the Jets, as long as it's not Zach Wilson, because I'm tired, and I know this fan base feels the same way, because they reach out to me on Twitter and tell me every time we always seem to have a rookie come in here and light us up, or a guy who hasn't done much, or, you know, even like a Jalen Hurts, second-year guy. Here we go again. Another guy who's not very good at quarterback has their career day. Go back to 2000, and this was obviously a different coaching staff, but I think it was 2019. Like, Marcus Mariota's last big game as an NFL starter in Tennessee came at the Falcons. It came on them at home in the stadium. So just shutting down a rookie quarterback, and you didn't see Zach. You saw Zach Wilson get out of the pocket a few times, but you really didn't see him kill us with his legs moving. Mm-hmm. And you had a secondary. Look, Nick, a secondary that was banged up. Avery Williams was out. Eric Harris was out. Isaiah Oliver was out. So you ran out there. Jalen Hawkins got a lot of playing time. Richie Grant got to see time. So a really young secondary got time. The defensive line, they played. They didn't play bad against the run. They held them to under 100 yards rushing. So it was a good day. Dean Pease had to feel good. I mean, they got the points late in the game on a bad pass interference call, which is essentially kind of acted as an explosive play to get them down there. But they were really bend, don't break. I think, again, we talked about this yesterday when I was on, about the analogy with the startup business and is it starting to pay off. Yep. And I think, once again, to use Arthur Smith's analogy, another week, you kind of saw the startup kind of happening. You'd like to see him get Zach Wilson on the ground more and finish some of these sacks. But Dean Pease, these guys have played pretty well. They're responding to what he's coaching them. And we even saw young guys do that today.
All right, 60 seconds left. You get the bye week, 2 weeks off, and then you get the Dolphins, the Panthers, and the Saints. 2 out of 3 gets you to 4-4. Sweeping them gets you to 5-3. Are you buying into the schedule coming out of the bye that is very winnable for us?
Absolutely. In fact, I bought into it before. You'd like to think that they could have finished last week and they're actually 3-2 and you feel a lot better. But there's no reason why you can't go down there and hang some points on a Dolphins team that, what, gave up 45? I know it was Brady and company, but they're vulnerable and they're not doing much offensively. Don't tell me that we can't beat New Orleans, guys. I mean, they're not very good. Carolina lost today to the Eagles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So there's no reason why you can't put some games together and keep, you know, you keep Matt Ryan upright. They use play action, like, I think, around 18, 19 times, which is more than he's ever had play action. Matt Ryan's used play action in his career. And he only went 33 for 45. And don't tell me it was the Jets. Because I had the same guys that are telling me the Jets on Twitter and through text were telling me why they didn't think the Falcons could beat the Jets going in on Friday without Russell Gage and Calvin Ridley and Isaiah Oliver and Avery Williams and all these guys they didn't have.
All right, Squid Billy, go to bed. Good stuff. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks
there
for having
is.
Me.
Bo Morgan joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. The executive producer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We'll come back, kick off hour number two of the Nick Kale Show here on a Sunday evening as we head till 7:30. The fallout from a wild, wild day in college football. Down goes Bama, dogs number one. Is there an actual Georgia football fan out there that still has doubts that they could beat Alabama in Atlanta in the first weekend in December? I would love to speak to that person. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.